It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Often when we hear that artificial intelligence is going to change agriculture, the explanation of how that's going to look is a bit fuzzy. We are starting to see examples of this, though, in the way of automation. Precision AI is a Canadian startup that's developing drone spraying technology, currently being trialed on farms. CEO Daniel McCann says this is one example of how artificial intelligence can open up new ways of farming.
The previous paradigm that's basically time immemorial is, again, because human beings don't have the ability to make per plant level decisions on a giant field, you've got to spray everything, right? But with automation and AI, well, now everybody, like, it's not just us, there's other people building robots capable of making per plant level decisions. And when you can make a per plant level decision, it's a complete game changer, right? Because now, as you say, we don't need to worry about whether or not this particular chemical's impact on the crop is going to be problematic, because you don't have to spray the crop, right? So even things that aren't currently possible, like using some organics like agricultural vinegar to control weeds, well, you can't use that on a crop today, but if you can precisely spray it and get and target just the plants, now that becomes actually a viable method of weed control and resistance control, right? So there's all sorts of new types of completely outside-the-box approaches to this problem that I think are going to become the de facto standard as this technology becomes more and more prominent. And it's inevitable. It's coming. It's the efficiency improvements are just too great.
Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how artificial intelligence is finding real applications on the farm. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.